A man makes his way down Tryon in uptown Charlotte, neatly dressed in a khaki jacket and pants. He's days away from losing his apartment and joining the more than 5,000 people estimated to be homeless on any given night in Mecklenburg County. That number includes people staying in shelters, with friends or living on the street. So when he recognizes a social worker, Ari Conklin, sitting in the window at Starbucks, he comes in looking for help.
I'm about $900 rent behind. The court going to send me a letter that I have to move out.
He explains to her he's moved here from China 8 years ago and has a degree in civil engineering, but has had a hard time holding down a job because he's bipolar, and he's just lost another one. It's a consultation, so medical privacy laws do not allow his name to be used. Conklin pulls out a worn piece of paper with a list of agencies that can help.
And what they do is they have a career counselor there, and his name is Ty. So you could go to Urban Ministry, set up an appointment.
Chris Wolf is one of the main architects of Charlotte Mecklenburg's 10-year plan to end homelessness.
When we can't house our workforce affordably, those are the people who are one step away from, one paycheck away from homelessness.
Wolf says half of the people staying in the county shelters are employed, and more people at the lower end of the pay scale are filling up the fewer than 2,000 beds area shelters offer. Creating more affordable housing is a big part of the plan to get a roof over people's head and ease the burden on shelters.
The length of stay in the shelters has gotten longer and longer and longer, which effectively means there's a bottleneck in the system and people who need that emergency space don't have it.
Deronda Metz is the director of the Salvation Army's 200-bed shelter for women and children just north of Uptown. Recently, she's seen average stays there stretch from 6 to 12 months. Before any shelters opened for the winter season, the Salvation Army was fitting in as many as 300 people a night, many sleeping on floors. But the fire department put a limit on the number of people that could stay at the shelter. Metz says for a couple weeks, she and her staff were turning away more than 50 people a week.
You always say call back tomorrow because you want to give that person a sense of hope. And who knows, tomorrow there may be a bed available. The challenge is the next question that comes after that. Well, if I can't go there, where do I go? That's the hard part for us because the answer is always, I don't know what to tell you.
A few weeks later, another program opened up to relieve the strain on the Salvation Army and other shelters. But Metz says until there's more affordable housing, the problem won't be properly fixed. The wait list for Section 8 vouchers that help subsidize rent closed 7 years ago, and currently about 2,000 families are on the wait list for public housing.
I come to this podium today.
Wolf is standing before county commissioners who are examining their copies of the 42-page plan to end homelessness. He says by 2010, there will be a need for 17,000 more affordable housing units. To start addressing that shortfall, the plan recommends creating 250 more shelter beds and developing 2,500 permanent housing units linked with medical and job assistance services over the next decade. Currently, there's no price tag attached to the plan's recommendations. But last year, Charlotte's Housing Trust Fund estimated it would take $800 million over 10 years to create enough affordable housing to meet half the county's projected need. Wolf says it's going to take a good amount of money, but stresses only initially. He says that getting homeless people linked with permanent housing and services faster will reduce costs in areas like shelters, emergency medical care, corrections, and drug treatment. The plan's backers are just beginning to start drumming up support from city, county, and business leaders. The challenge is making a convincing argument for placing homelessness as a priority among a myriad of worthy causes. Bill Noonan is the director of the Uptown Shelter and has worked with the homeless for 15 years. He says his personal experience has taught him the value of an affordable home.
I grew up in public housing on aid to dependent children in Boston. I always felt it was sort of a curse that I ended up there. I looked at that place and I realized for the first time all that I was able to accomplish because I had a roof over my head. While the environment around us might not have been stable, once we went inside that door, it was very stable. All the ugliness in the world was on the other side of the door, and we kept it that way.
For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.